Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. Some of the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, and this one might even involve a little rant. A little baby rant.
You don't say.
I know.
That's surprising.
I know. Like, okay, so there's a story of this lady that put Gorilla Glue on her hair to hold it down and keep it in place and things like that. And so now, you tell your children, don't put glue in your hair.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've had that conversation with my parents before when I was a kid. I work with this stuff called CA glue, which is kind of like Gorilla Glue, and it will stick your fingers together. So much so, I have a glue releaser to release my fingers when they've gotten stuck together before, because it's happened. So, like, you know, as an adult, what glue can do.
Right, and I'm sure even on the bottle it says...
Don't
please be aware.
Yeah.
Don't. Yeah.
So this lady ends up spraying it all in her hair. Then she goes to the hospital because her hair hasn't moved in weeks. Showering, nothing is, helping her. And they can't do anything for her. They try these solvents and things like that, but apparently nothing is working.
It's burning her skin. Yeah, it's burning her skin.
Yeah. And so, like, what do you do? Like, she's just going to have to wait it out, I guess, till her hair starts to grow up and then shave it bald, it would be my guess. But, like, my frustration in this and the rant is now she's considering suing Gorilla Glue.
That's so...
Yeah, I need to read more into this because to me, from a common sense standpoint, she has no leg to stand on. Like, what could you possibly sue them over? Because I'm sure, businesses are thinking about this when they put out a product. They're always thinking about the warning signs and all this stuff. Like, don't put it in your eyes. Call poison control or, all that stuff. But how can you think of every...
You can't.
Thing
you can't think
that
of
someone
every
could hurt themselves.
Dumb
with.
Thing people are
and
going to do,
and then feel reliable for it. No.
See, that's the thing. Like the bottle, like they're saying the lawyers are the worst. The lawyers should not take a case like this to court, but they know deep pockets theory. It says do not use on eyes, skin, or clothing, but it doesn't mention hair. Come on. Like have some self respect. Have the ability to take responsibility for your own dumb actions. That's our problem. I was in France, and I went to the Eiffel Tower. And the Eiffel Tower has all these small stairways you're climbing through, and like you can hit your head all through it. And I'm small. And I asked one of the workers at the Eiffel Tower, I'm like, how many people hit their head on this and sue, the government every year?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, the Eiffel Tower was here before them. And it's like that's their mindset because we're a litigious society. And they're like, it's here. Personal responsibility. If you're not watching where you're going, you're going to bang your head. It's on you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is absolutely ridiculous that this person is even considering suing them. And here's the even crazier part. She started a GoFundMe. She has $13,000.
What?
Some people are paying her for what?
I don't know.
Get it out?
Insanity to me.
Maybe for her hospital bills, like going to the ER and seeing what they could do. I could understand that.
I don't know.
But, I just think it's as simple as wait until your hair grows a little bit so you can shave it and then get a wig.
I don't know. Maybe it's for elementary school to go back
but,
to.
But you know,
because
even,
like you must have failed that.
But even with gum in your hair, you knew, ooh, don't mess with that.
Yeah.
But then to put...
I don't know. It's crazy. I just
purposely put glue in it.
The litigiousness of it makes me frustrated. Like, I get it. Like, maybe you did something. You thought you were going to be an Instagram influencer and you're going to be a genius.
It's for a TikTok trend.
Yeah, you totally figured this out. You've got the next.
No.
I understand all of that. But it's when you go, I'm going to sue the company now because they didn't say this. I rented a pressure washer one time. Okay, so you know the things that you take dirt and mold
those
and mildew.
Those suckers are strong.
Yes, off of your driveway. I have a scar, like right here on my hand from a pressure washer. It cut my hand, And so on the thing, I'm renting it one time, and it says, do not drink from pressure washer. I'm not making that up.
If you did.
And I asked the guy, okay, seriously, dude, who in their right mind is going to try to drink out of a pressure washer? Why would this be on there?
He goes,
it is on there because somebody tried to drink from it and cut their mouth. Like, what in the world? We have to dumb everything down for the lowest common denominator in our society. It's ridiculous. And it's not like that would normally be a funny like story, like, I did something dumb. But then the company ends up getting sued. Then ultimately, everyone's afraid of getting sued. And then they raise the prices on everything to cover legal fees, lawsuits, lawyers, all this other stuff. It's crazy because we're so litigious in this society. Like, I've never never sued anybody. And I've had reasons where I could have sued people. I've been sued twice, actually, in my career.
Really?
Yeah, for libel, like saying something on the air over somebody. But I was vindicated both times, but whatever. Because I was right. But again, but it was somebody making an erroneous, ludicrous claim that should never have gone to court, still went to court, you know? All right, so there's a little bit of a tiny rant.
Betty,
tiny
did you know what litigious rant. Meant Mm-mm. before today?
Mm-mm. Oh, well, we're learning something
I'd
today.
I've never heard that word,
yeah.
And so I've Googled it.
Yeah,
and I'm it's reasonably a prone word. To go to law to settle disputes. I've never heard that word before.
Yeah. It's a $2 litigious. World, and you will sound a word, and you will sound so much smarter nice. At your next gathering.
I'm going to use it.
Today. This is what's funny about Wally. He has no idea what he's talking about, gets the bare minimum of the facts, but he will sprinkle in
yes.
these random little words that he learns off of TV shows
yep.
to make it sound like he actually knows what
know
he's talking
exactly
about.
Know exactly what I'm talking
it's
about. I can't
good.
Spell any of these words. I will, full disclosure, could not spell litigious
you,
if I had to.
Do you want
to
try?
Litigious, like litigate, L-I-T, G-I-O-U-S, litigious.
Did you say G-I?
G-I-O-U-S.
Yes, you got it.
Oh, well, there you go. I am smarter than I thought.
There you go.
Well,
smart enough
that.
To use it and to spell it.
If you are looking to travel here, Delta Airlines, if you're flying them, they announced that they are going to continue to block out the middle seats. So that's good. If you're like nervous about flying,
they're
doing still
that.
Doing that. Yeah, they're going to do that up through spring break and Easter to provide a little bit more space.
Ugh.
I'm not overly nervous about being around people. I'm not overly nervous about flying. I've flown a few times since the pandemic. But it was nice not having somebody right next to you coughing and sneezing.
Yes.
Because every cough, people go nuts
yeah.
now.
Oh, yeah. You cannot cough on a plane.
I apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Not COVID. Not
I swallowed wrong. Like you almost implode yourself trying not
right.
to cough.
I remember one time being on a flight. I forget where we were going, but we made the strategic decision of like, you were going to sit on the aisle seat. I was going to sit in the window seat.
Yeah.
And we leaned over and we're talking to each other and we're trying to make it look like we're in the middle of a conversation
yes.
so that when people were boarding the flight, they're like, oh, I don't want to sit in the middle of that
yeah,
conversation.
They're going to be annoying.
And then once they closed the cabin door and no one sat there, I was like, okay,
yes.
shut up. Just don't talk to me anymore, Wally. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Then I was dead to her. It is one of the things, like when you hear that cabin door close, when you've got like a seating arrangement and you're like, okay, we're going to get that seat
yeah.
and you don't move fast enough because somebody else gets there first. You're like, no.
Absolute worst.
They said that, now they did say like, say you're traveling with three people, you can sit together if you're a group of people.
Oh, okay.
They will let you
that makes
do
sense.
That. Yeah. Like, cause me and my wife and my daughter, when we traveled, we all sat together. But I think last time we flew, we were on Southwest, which I love Southwest, but it did not feel like it was a crazy social distanced anything. It felt like a normal flight.
That's great.
What do you got, Lady Rock?
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
Yeah, it is you. That's why I said your name.
I don't know if you watched this over the weekend. I wrote it in my planner so that I wouldn't forget because I wanted to watch it. It was a new documentary featuring Britney Spears. You know her from songs like these.
Yes.
I did it again. I played with your heart.
I liked when she was young, Britney. Boy, this takes me back to Britney and NSYNC and
yeah,
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Back when you would do an album and you would sell over 1 million copies in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that just doesn't happen anymore.
No, now it's all about streaming. But I wasn't a huge fan of Britney Spears, but I grew up knowing about her. And I'm always interested in how they're doing now. And there's this thing that's a movement on social media. It's called #FreeBritney. And that's because she went through some really bad things just because she was in the limelight, grew up in the middle of everyone watching, and that affected her in a negative way. So she was given a
conservatorship.
Conservatorship. Yeah. Her dad took over
word.
Yeah. Her dad took over all of her money situations, making decisions for her, things like that, because they thought she wasn't in the right frame of mind to take care of her own self. Now she's posting things on Instagram that some fans are reading into, thinking that she's trying to put messages through what she's posting. Like one, it'll be a brick wall and it'll say something real deep. And they're like, does that mean that she feels like she's trapped?
You know, oh my gosh.
Things like that. So this documentary was just about what led up to the conservatorship and the Free Britney movement. So as I was watching this, I remember this distinctly, and now it's making a big deal. So when it premiered, it featured an interview originally aired all the way back in 2003 with Spears and television broadcast journalist Diane Sawyer. But after those watching the documentary saw the 18-year-old interview, a lot of them are saying that the negative publicity that took a hold on Britney has to do with Diane Sawyer, and they want to cancel her, claiming that she was way too rough with Britney and didn't handle herself in a respectful manner. Here are some of the questions that Diane was asking Britney. See what you think.
Do you like your voice? What happened to your clothes? Well, what's this about? No kidding. What is it about? Is it about shocking people?
Like she, and I think they brought up a good point in the documentary. Like, she was getting all of this attention about your clothes, how you represent yourself in front of all these young girls that are watching. Yet, you notice Justin Timberlake's not getting that, you know, Brian Luttrell's not getting that. Like, none of the guys are getting that, but Britney Spears did. She's being put under all this pressure of, you need to dress this way, but if you dress this way, then we're not going to like you. And so they were pointing out that she was under a lot more pressure than her male.
Do you not think that it's counterparts?
Counterparts.
Do you not think that it's a fair question, though? Like, you've got this girl who maybe considered over-sexualized at a young age, and her fan base is all girls, to say, wouldn't you rather put out a different image for these girls? Like, because I remember back in the day, like, Justin Timberlake was just this scrawny little kid. He wasn't doing, like, videos with his shirt off and all jacked and stuff like that. He was just a little pup, you know, within NSYNC, and they were kind of harmless, you know. Now, I get if they were doing videos where they're making out with all these chicks or whatever. Like, I get that, too. You could make that same argument. Mm-hmm. But on the base level of, do you think that they have some responsibility to younger fans, if that is your fan base? And I don't know if you do or not.
I think it really comes down to making sure who is around you. Because if she didn't have a good base of people that she could go to, like, I know in this documentary, they talked about how her younger sister, Jamie Lynn, was still in school. So her mom left Britney in New York to take care of her sister.
And the irony is Jamie Lynn imploded too.
Right.
The whole family.
Right. And then they kind of delved into her her dad, and he had some alcohol issues.
Right.
So you've already got this going. They left her, this friend of her mom was the one that was responsible for her. Okay, well, that's a friend. And they had just met recently. So Britney was still trying to learn, making a friendship with this woman. So what I'm saying is, she probably didn't have any good friends around her.
Right.
Probably didn't have any good influence around her. And that, while it may not, it would affect a guy like Justin Timberlake or whatever. But I think with women, it's easier to take advantage of the women.
I think there's a different expectation. We talk about double standards in life all the time. There is definitely a double standard for women and for men, like, say, coming up like that. Because boys will be boys, and that's not right either.
Yeah, and if you stand up for yourself, you're looked down on. Whereas if a man does that, they're like, oh, they're a leader. But if you do it as a woman, you're a problem.
Right. I get that. I get that.
What are you doing that for?
Because you've got that smirk on your face. Your face speaks for you. I don't understand. If you had a mirror in front of your face, you would see how you give yourself away. You're sitting over there with your little smirk, and you're I understand.
I was going to make a joke about you standing up to me, so I was going to make a joke about that. But,
and see, okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Wally, I think, doesn't realize, or he doesn't think that he needs to change for anyone.
That's very true. That's very true.
Okay. So I, on the other hand, and Gavin as well, we like to keep peace, and we will change if it keeps the peace.
Right.
You would agree, right, Gavin?
Yeah.
You're good people.
We can also be easily taken advantage of.
Sure.
And my Enneagram, a 9, is bad about not speaking up.
Right.
And then you hold it in, and at some point, you're going to become a volcano.
Right.
So you have encourage me to speak up when things are bothering me.
A mistake, by the way.
Just for the record. So.
That's the one thing she listened to me on. The one thing she's ever listened to me on is like, hey, I'm going to challenge you more. Great.
Let me set the record straight. I've only challenged you on two things. And the second one, I might have asked for the world. That's how you were acting. But the first one was, you have bad allergies in the morning. It's not your fault.
Right.
But I encourage maybe taking some allergy medication. Yes. That could help, because this is not a cow in a field situation. Oh. You can change this situation.
Cow in a field is the theory that I have. Like, I will be sit in some situation and go, well, I can't change it. This is the worst.
No.
I'm just a cow in a field in the rain. But apparently you can. I found, Gavin, I started taking allergy pills that I got from Publix. They work. It's the most amazing thing. Like, no longer am I a cow in the field. And thank you, Gavin,
way
for
to take care
encouraging
of yourself.
Me to
oh,
do
I did.
That.
You're welcome.
I will have a full-blown come apart.
She might.
So I encouraged him. Instead of him every morning, you know, it's hard enough getting up at the way that we do. And that's what you would
nuts.
Always do.
Yeah,
you would
nuts.
Just sit there at your desk and just go...
Yeah.
Like, just blow your nose. That's not hard for me at all.
In truth, though, I always thought that was worse.
No.
I hate the sound of a blowing nose. Like,
no,
I can,
I'm fine with that.
See, I can handle... See, but I thought I was being kind, because the sound of a blowing nose is so disgusting to me. But someone going... doesn't bother me at all.
So I
literally thought I was being kinder.
Stop
it, Gavin. No, I literally thought I was being kind to you. And it turns
don't
out,
turn this,
no,
don't
as it
turn
turns
this
out,
around on
I
me.
Can never
Do
be good enough.
Do not make yourself the victim.
I am the victim
so
here.
So then
the she attacked me
second
again.
Oh my gosh.
I felt bullied, Gavin.
I'm sorry
oh my
for
word.
What
okay,
you've
so
gone
the
through.
Second
Thank
one
you.
Was, let me give you a little bit of insight. If you have a 9 in your life, a 9, give me a second to rant. I see you looking at the seeing how long this is going to run. You rant every single stinking day. I will have my moment in the sun. Okay.
No, I was looking at the volume level because you're getting louder. I want to make sure you weren't smattering.
If you have a 9 in your life, they typically will not speak up for what they think. But if you encourage them and then they do, and then you make fun of them for that, which is happening to me, that just reiterates the thoughts in my head of don't ever speak up because you're a problem. Don't do it.
So we'll shut you back down. Is
exactly. But I know it's what you want me to do,
right.
So I will not do it.
Again, I can't win.
So here's the other one. Okay. So Wally is bad about when he sits at his desk. He's deaf, and he turns the volume up to an ungodly
11. I don't think that's true. Like, Gavin, when I'm editing, because we all share an office, and we each have to edit different things of audio, I purposely have it low, what I think is actually really low. Now, I have to listen to something repetitively to make the right edit sometimes, but I don't... Can you even hear it from where you're at?
I can definitely hear it. My thing is that I use, like... pretty good noise canceling headphones.
Right.
And you do just have like the buds in, but I'm on your side here.
Thank you, buddy, Gavin. Thank you.
About that. But I don't think that it's, you're not like blasting music.
Right. No, no,
us.
No. I'm working. It's like I'm trying to get something done.
Well, but you act like I'm not working. That
I
I'm
never
just
know.
Sitting there twiddling my
I never
thumbs.
Know.
I'm working as well.
Right.
And when you edit something and you do it over, and I'm hearing the same thing over. It's very distracting, and it feels very disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful, like because I had it low.
I'm not saying you're being disrespecting. I'm saying that's how it feels to me because I did speak up about it, and yet we're back here again.
You brought this up for the record.
I know I did because I want to be heard. I don't want to be blowing up like a volcano later.
Right.
So I just asked two things, but you would have thought that was just too many, too much.
I have the opinion, as the 8 in the room, that if I'm doing something and I'm cutting something for the show or whatever, where that's what happens and that's what needs to get done, and then everyone else around me can alter what they're doing, like wearing headphones or what have you.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yes. And so that's how I see it. Like, I see it as I'm doing this and... the base level is me. I'll cut audio with my speakers just because. And then everyone else around me wears headphones. And so that's how I see it. But like by the same token, when you're editing anything, if you didn't have your headphones in, I wouldn't say anything to you because I go, oh, I know she's working on something.
But if we're battling in the same office, yeah, like it'd be like two people talking at the same time.
What I realized is you cannot, and I don't mean this as a diss, I realize you process things differently than me, and you don't function well in that environment where there's a little bit of chaos or competing things, and I can function in that. Like, for me, it doesn't throw me off. I can edit, I can watch TV, I can edit, like, I do that at home, and so it doesn't mess with me. But you, because, like, there's been times where you haven't even been editing, you've been reading, and you're like, hey, can you turn that down, because I'm trying to read, you know? And so I get that you process, your brain processes things differently than mine does.
Which doesn't make mine a weaker brain.
Not at all. I never said it did.
The amount of times he smirked today.
I didn't know.
Little smiles.
I know. And here's the thing.
And the verbiage that
he's using, I realize that you don't work well in this situation where I thrive in it.
No, I'm just
saying.
There are
situations here that you do not work well in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But do you see me raise a stink like you do?
Yes.
No.
Yes, queen.
No, you don't. And I don't feel like I'm asking for the world, especially when we work in an office with three people.
No, the problem is, like, for me, sometimes I'm trying to do something fast, and then I've got to take my headphones down, unplug this one little adapter, plug it in here, do all this, and I'm like, I could have been done by then, you know, kind of thing. But again, that's because I don't, like, it's not distracting to me, and so I just go, oh, just knock it out and be done with it.
Right.
But where you, it is distracting for you, I need to be more cognizant of that so that you can do
others around you?
Work. Yes, I guess. Of you. I mean, Gavin's fine. Gavin never says boo.
Oh, when you leave the room, Gavin will tell me what he thinks.
But he never says it to me, and that's why I love you, Gavin.
Okay, good. So I can keep doing that then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, I don't mind that. I know people talk about me. It's fine. We talk about everybody.
I don't understand.
Her little nine brain is like,
you are the complete opposite of wanting to keep peace.
That's not that.
Yes, it is. You want the peace as long as everyone is okay with how you want.
Right. Yes.
An advantageous peace on his end.
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as everyone else can fake the peace.
Right. If it's going my way, then yes.
But
that's
if you
peaceful.
Have to alter for anyone else.
Right. Absolutely. That enters chaos into my world, which I don't like. Exactly. You get it.
Unfortunately, I do.
You got it. There you go. So now we know what to do.
I don't know how we got here, but that was Betty's rant.
Yeah, there you go. That was a good one, too. That was an 8-minute rant.
I feel better.
Played. Do you?
Good. I do.
I do think that humor is a way, and having conversations like this about something that's serious, because I know you take it very seriously. I take it lighter than you do.
Here we go again.
Well, no, because
you take everything serious where I joke about it all.
Your words, disrespectful. You see it as disrespect.
I do, because...
See? And that's heavier than how I see it.
But you have yes, but you also have to admit, it is harder for me to speak up for my opinions, whereas you don't think twice about it and just say it off the cuff. If I work my way up to actually saying it, and then you still do it after I had worked so hard to even share my opinion, and you still do what I asked you not to do, that seems very disrespectful because I tried so hard.
Do you know the irony is you think that I just pop off and I say whatever and I want everything to be my way. I don't say half the things that I think about people. I really don't. Like, I don't. Like, there are things that drive me nuts from people in my life, at work, and things like that. But to keep peace, because I don't want discourse, especially inside of our show, I don't say anything. Like, so there are things that you do that drive me nuts that I don't say anything. So I'm a 9 in that way. Maybe I'm a wing 9 if I'm an 8, and I just keep that to myself, Gavin.
I would disagree with that.
You would.
And how do you always, this is what an abusive relationship is like. You always turn yourself into the victim, and I am the bad villain.
I think you're just reading into that.
No, I've heard exactly. You do things that drive me crazy, but I don't say anything about it.
I just don't, because I'm kind of a hero, I think is the better word I'm looking for. No, but the point I was making a second ago, before you tangented it again, the point I was
Once again, you're the victim.
I know. I think that there are things that, like, in this context, you can have a conversation about something that seriously is an issue, especially for you, but No, I'm saying you take it more seriously than I do.
Your smirk on your stinking face.
I know, I hate my
face. And it gives you away because you know you're saying something on purpose to hurt or harm.
No, no, but I'm saying that humor is where you can actually delve into these things, and it's a disarmed situation, and you can actually talk through it and work through it. Because I did. I told you I was going to work on it. I put headphones in the other day. And so, like, but this is where you can do this. I think people do this. I do this all the time. Like, it small group or something like that, or in church type settings, like I'll say something that like might be bothering me about my wife in that area, that arena, to make it funny, to then have the conversation with everybody else kind of chiming in without having it one-on-one personally with her. And I hurt her feelings the other day with my friends. Yeah, with our friends. I actually hurt her feelings. I was like, what? And it was, she told me after they left, her feelings were hurt, told me again before bed, told me at bedtime, and then told me the next morning. Like, so she hung on to that one for a little bit.
But does that make her wrong?
Not for her, it doesn't make her wrong. It might make her, like, what she got offended by, I don't think was accurate, but how she took it, it was real for her. It was her truth. And so she was in her head.
And your truth was it wasn't hurtful.
It wasn't. I don't think so. I truly don't believe that.
So that's your truth.
Right.
And her truth was it is hurtful.
And my point was I was trying to make a point and have a conversation in an environment where I thought it would be taken better, but I was wrong about that. It definitely was not taken better.
So what are you going to do next time? In a similar situation,
I probably will make the same mistake. I know me. I know me.
Oh my gosh. How does she do it?
I don't know.
She's a 9 too, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Bless her heart.
But it's weird. Like, she is a 9, but she has zero problem holding stuff in with me and telling me stuff.
Oh, sure. After
a
marriage.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a comfort level after so many years of being married where, for me, it was about 7 years into our marriage, actually, because I used to never say anything to her. I never wanted drama in my personal life. I still don't. I don't like it. You know, I don't mind conflict at work, on the air. Like, it's interesting to me. But in my personal life, I don't want it. Mm-hmm. And so for about 7 years into our marriage, I did a bunch of stuff I didn't want to do, you know? And finally, one day, I remember we lived in California, and it was like that 7-year itch people talk about. So it wasn't like I wanted to get out of my marriage, but it was just at that moment I had this epiphany where I'm like, hey, guess what? I'm not doing that. Like, I know that's a thing you like.
Or you get to disagree.
Yeah, like, I know that's a thing you like. I don't like it.
And what if someone did that to you?
She was like, why didn't you tell me? I said, I was scared to. Like, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. And so I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore.
So what if I said that?
What?
To you. Something you wanted to do, and I said, I don't want to do that.
I would respect that.
Exactly.
No, I would.
You would make yourself the martyr.
I have. Remember how cute our relationship used to be?
Cute. You mean how damaging it was?
Remember that? Like, all the time.
You shoved me in my own car trunk. You shoved me in a dumpster.
I know.
Like, once again, an abusive, toxic relationship.
We used to do all these fun things. Gosh. Betty and I were so much fun, and I would, like, pick her up and throw her places. Like, it was so much fun. And then she turned 30, and so she comes to me at 30 years old, and she's like, hey, I'm just wondering if we could not do those things anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, they're really funny for the show, though, and it's really good content, and people love that relationship that we have, like that, you know, that kind of brother-sister jousting thing. And she did not appreciate it, you know, apparently. It made her a star, but whatever. And I built her.
I saw stars when you shoved me into the wall, and you made your ear bleed.
Yes. We were playing like office chair jousting, and I leveled her. I thought I'd broken her. That was way over the top.
And see, that's the thing,
my
too.
Fault.
You don't know. You will jump, leap over the line.
Yes.
And then apologize later.
Absolutely.
Whereas I can see it coming,
right.
So I stop it before it gets to that point, and then you get disappointed.
Right. And so that was a big change in our relationship, though.
So I had your 7-year itch situation.
Yeah, because you started it right with 23, 22.
Some could say I was the victim.
Yeah, no. It was just that we had to figure out how to work differently together. And I think we have. I think we do a good job. Now, I think now we have those moments where they're very short-lived and they're still kind of humorous, but it doesn't go to the nth degree like it used to.
Shoving in a dumpster.
Yeah, out of respect for you. I haven't done that in how many years? Like over six, probably 7 years. Like, it's a gift.
And it's felt good, hasn't it?
I miss the old days. All right. Well, that's enough therapy for today, honestly. You got way more than you bargained for in this one.
We do have one birthday.
Oh, good. Who is it?
Hold on. My computer actually went on sleep.
Okay. See, again,
it had taken a while.
I don't tell her this drives me nuts. I never say it. I never say this drives me nuts that you know this is the thing you do every day and you don't
my
do it.
My computer fell asleep from us talking
so
too long.
So did everyone else listening.
Genuinely
probably.
Long conversation.
All right, go.
Okay, Monica to
Yay!
Sadie on 13 on the 9th and Ruby 1 on the 1st.
Nice.
She said, my bookend, Sadie is the oldest of our 6 kiddos.
Woo!
5 girls and 1 boy.
Wow.
She's beautiful, spunky, and creative young lady. Ruby, our baby, is the best gift we have ever wanted and absolutely enjoy.
Nice. Well, congratulations. Happy birthday to both you ladies.
Quick question from Abby. If you could only choose one cereal to eat for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Oh,
quick.
Sugar Crisp with the bear on it. The bear on the box. Sugar Crisp, my favorite.
That's a good one.
And because it makes the milk so good. That's the only way I can drink milk. I hate milk, but the milk after Sugar Crisp is so sugary and so good.
I would pick the Sugar Smacks, the frog.
Yeah.
Those are so good.
Just to make me angry.
Gavin.
Lucky Charms. I'm addicted.
No, then you got to deal with the grain ones, not just the marshmallows.
It's still good.
No, you should pick the Fruit Loops.
Yes.
If we're gonna do that.
This is my opinion.
It doesn't matter. Your opinion is dumb.
I won't bully you.
No,
okay.
Your opinion
I think that was
is
a good
dumb.
Thank you.
It is dumb. When there are Fruit Loops out there, because you take, okay, another rant, sorry.
Oh my God.
When you take the marshmallows, which are the best part of the cereal,
yeah.
And you put them with that dry part that's so horrible in Lucky Charms, mm-hmm. It's such a waste. Then when some genius came along and put Fruit Loops with the marshmallows, so you got two great tastes.
Yeah.
There is no contest. Those are amazing.
I agree.
Thank you.
But I see where you're coming from, Gavin, and I appreciate
just
it.
Just living your
it.
Truth over there.
Yeah, yeah. My leprechaun truth. Yeah. Or I'd choose Cinnamon Toast Crunch as a second option, because then I'm getting the crunchy cinnamon cereal, and then I'm getting this like horchata milk thing at the end.
Okay.
It's delicious.
I'll give you that. That one's good. That's better. Okay, I accept that.
Like it was.
I accept your apology.
That, wow.
Literally
says
never.
So much.
Literally.
This says so much.
All right. That is going to do it for
how long did this one go?
32.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at that. All right. That's going to do it for your aftercast for today. And maybe we should just let this one go for tomorrow, too. Listen to half of it and come back tomorrow. thanks for being a body.